This is KHOL News. I'm Robin Vincent. One of the notable things about public art is its ability to reinvent public spaces. Take the Art Spot. It's an installation that rises above a barren field along Broadway Avenue, the town's main artery. That means thousands of commuters and passersby experience the works featured at the Art Spot. They also experience the way that art changes the landscape. The other thing about public art displayed at the Art Spot?
Public art is free and accessible to everyone. You do not have to purchase a ticket. You don't have to walk through the doors of a gallery.
That's Carrie Geraci, Executive Director of Jackson Hole Public Art. She says public art is egalitarian by nature.
You can experience it on your own terms anytime, and it's available for people from all backgrounds and with all abilities.
But the art once accessible to the masses at the Art Spot is losing its home. It's a likely scenario in Jackson, one that many renters can relate with. A developer has purchased the land. That meant a homeless future for the Art Spot was on the horizon. Then a victory arrived. The Carnes family okayed the installation to move across the street to some of their property. Now the only thing left to do is move the Art Spot. That is more difficult than you might think, because the Art Spot consists of an old chairlift tower from Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, hence its ability to soar over passersby and commuters. Again, JH Public Art's Carrie Geraci.
To move a large 20-foot tall piece of steel requires a major concrete footing designed by an engineer. We're going to need to do some excavation. And we thought this was a great opportunity to reach out to the community to help us save this iconic rotating art sculpture.
So JH Public Art has created a Kickstarter campaign to move the Art Spot. Now in its 11th year, the Art Spot represents the creativity and ingenuity of local artists, especially its creator, Bland Hoke. As the story goes,
there was an old Chevron gas station on Broadway, and they closed and wrapped their big gas station sign in a big black plastic tarp. And Bland Hoke couldn't help but notice this sort of sinister kind of ugliness that we had to drive by every day. And he had a beautiful idea to turn it into a temporary display space for artworks.
The Center of Wonder took on the management of the Art Spot, with Geraci at the helm of that organization. Then, some years later, developers bought that land, and it became Rocky Mountain Bank. Luckily, Geraci remembers,
we were able to move the Art Spot to a new location up the street. And when that happened, Bland did what any good inventor and creative person does, is he enhanced the Art Spot. And so he used a donated old chairlift tower from the Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, and he laser cut designs into the steel structure, opened it up so it could have this great P kind of shape to it, and he invented a way for the structure to raise and lower using a battery. There are counterweights that are from an old snowplow, hinges from an old bank vault. You hook this up to your car battery and lever it and raise it using a simple kind of game joystick. And it makes it much easier and safer for artists to install artwork on there.
Over the last decade, Sam Dowd has assisted many artists with their installations at the Art Spot. His work has shown there too.
I think I was in the summer of 2011, and myself and Clint Green, who used to work at the Art Association with me, we put up together I call it the River Runner, and it was a 16-foot long boat that was on springs, and it was like supposed to be crashing through the water, and there's splashing water that was like masonite all over the frame of the Art Spot. And when the wind started blowing, that thing was rock and rock. And it was like, all right, this thing is, yeah, I mean, it's amazing that the sign was so strong.
Today, that boat lives on the top of JH Whitewater. And Dowd is a recognizable name in the Jackson Hole art scene. But for burgeoning artists, Geraci says the Art Spot is a key stepping stone.
As an aspiring public artist, there are not a lot of opportunities to build your resume up. And one of the ways to get invited to a public art project is you show your qualifications and your past work. So with the Art Spot, Bland Hoke, from the beginning, had this idea in mind that the Art Spot is a great gateway for artists who are practicing in their studios but may want to build up a public art resume.
Jackson Hole Public Art took over management of the Art Spot a year ago. Geraci says it provides artists with
the stipend, and we pay for the engineering review. We pay for technical support that comes from Bland Hoke, sometimes in his shop. And we help with the marketing and promotion when your piece goes in, so that you are having this opportunity to learn how to translate your studio work into a large scale format.
Find a link to the Kickstarter campaign to save the Art Spot at 891KHOL.org. I'm Robin Vincent, KHOL News.